In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Alan Tahar, Executive Director of Cotton Council International. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
I think that what's happening is a combination of factors. One is some uncertainty over the world economy, but also the fact that both India and China had good cotton crops this year. India is a strong competitor. They're selling a lot of cotton into export in competition with U.S. cotton right now. And China's good crop means that they're not as pressed to import cotton in the near term.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
In spite of the strong prices for petroleum, which go into synthetic fibers, the price of polyester, for instance, in China is still below the price of cotton. So mills will blend and favor polyester because of its lower price, and that's something that we're working on, and we want to make sure that in countries like China that the consumer comes in demanding cotton products and that we're maximizing the cotton content at the consumer level, which will drive demand overall for our fiber.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
The stocks have been worked off for the most part around the world, cotton stocks, and there are strong retail sales in places like Europe and South America and also in China and India that are helping to make sure that the underlying demand for cotton products is strong.